Not only does that fit with what we're going to look at in our Bible class later, but can we do exactly that before the sermon on Sunday? Thank you. John chapter 3 for our devotional. I just want to read a handful of verses here and tell you a story. I'm sure I told you before, but it fits very well, so maybe you haven't heard this story. It's about a nomad, a desert dweller. And this nomad had been traveling for many, many days, hadn't really stopped, and he finally gets a spot in the desert to stop, and he sets up his tent, and he's exhausted, and it's dark, it's nighttime, and he's starving. And so he goes into his tent, and he lights a candle, and the only thing he has to eat is a big bowl of figs. And so he takes a fig and he breaks it open. Inside, it's a big, fat, juicy worm. All right, throws it aside, opens up another fig. Now he's starving. Opens up another fig, big, fat, juicy worm in there. He opens up another and another, and all the figs have big, fat, disgusting, juicy worms in them. So then he does what any man would do in his situation. He blew out the candle and ate the rest of the figs in the dark. John chapter 3, beginning in verse 19, it says, "And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God." And so what I want us to think about here, middle of the week, I want us to think about, you know, to make sure everything that we do is done in the light, right? So, some struggle with secret sin, and they do that secret sin in the darkness, thinking that nobody knows, right? But God knows. And many times when you shine the light, and that light is shown on the secret sin of someone, they get angry, they get upset, right? They don't like the light. But God calls us all to bring everything before Him in the light, right? Even that secret sin, those things we struggle with, just bring it before God and start over, right? You can always start over. So that's our thought mainly for this devotional here today. But since we're here in John chapter 3, we're going to offer the Lord's invitation from what Jesus says to Nicodemus. Right? Jesus says to Nicodemus, because Nicodemus is wondering, you know, how can I make it to the kingdom of heaven? And the Lord tells him, you've got to be born of the water and the Spirit. And a little bit later in the chapter, in verse 16, we learn about God's great love for us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall have eternal life, right? Well, we learned that believe at the very end of the chapter, when you go all the way to verse 35, 36, that belief is beholding Jesus, right? And beholding Jesus means you're willing to submit to His will to be born of the water and born of the Spirit. So if you haven't done that, that's the call for you this evening. If you have done that, fallen away, you need to be reconciled to God, something you need to bring before the church, or just prayers, whatever that might be, please don't hesitate. Let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.